Hello, and welcome back to episode 44 of Enlighten, an Advent podcast from All Saints Catholic Church in Dallas. This is Summer, and thanks for joining us. This is our last day about talking about the ways God shines light into our lives and helps us reflect that light for others in this Advent and Christmas season. Today we are celebrating the baptism of our Lord. And as I was preparing for today, I was wondering why it was considered the last day of Christmas. I found actually a very funny article by the Catholic Telegraph talking about when Christmas ends. And it says, Christmas is one day. Christmas is 8 days. Christmas is 12 days. Christmas ends at the baptism of our Lord. Christmas ends at Candlemas on February 2nd. But the U.S. bishops just say that it ends at the baptism of our Lord. So that's what we're going with. But we've kind of talked about each of those different things. We've talked about the great impact that Christmas has and why it's such an important day to celebrate. And we've talked about how there was an octave and it ends on Mary, Mother of God for Christmas. Actually, from Epiphany to Baptism Our Lord's can sometimes be spaced out to where it's also in 8 days, and that's considered the octave of the Epiphany. Fun fact, in this year, the feast of the Epiphany got pushed to a Sunday, and so we're celebrating them back to back because we just celebrated the Epiphany yesterday. But we also have the 12 days of Christmas, which is really fun. If you're ever listening to the song, it has a lot of Catholic symbolism in it, so highly encourage you to look that up if you haven't before. And then Candlemas is the feast of the presentation, which is on February 2nd, where Jesus is presented in the temple and given his name. We are specifically focusing on the baptism of our Lord, which wasn't an end, it was a beginning. It was the first thing that Jesus did that launched his ministry starting. Because this happens before the wedding of Cana, which was his first miracle, and before his 40 days getting tempted in the wilderness with Satan. This was the thing that like kick-started all that Jesus was going to do for his ministry. It's also where we have what's sometimes called as the second epiphany. In Eastern cultures, it's called the theophany, which is where we see the Trinity in its fullest. Like, it's pretty much the fullest visual that we get of the Trinity in the Gospels, of Jesus the Son getting baptized, and then the Holy Spirit as a dove descending from the heavens, and then God the Father saying, "This is my Son, with whom I am well pleased." And so we get to see all three persons of the Trinity there. Jesus didn't get baptized because he needed his sin taken away. It was a starting off place to show what the value of baptism was in making it a sacrament, making it sacred. He made those waters, the waters of the Jordan, sacred, showed the act of what is happening when we are getting baptized, of the Holy Spirit comes and descends upon us and we are filled with it and we are brought into the adopted family of God, of he calls us our children in that moment. Just kind of like with the Last Supper and Jesus instituting the Eucharist, and where we get a lot of what we do in Mass from. And he actually partook of it for the first time when he was showing them what to do so that the apostles, the disciples, could go and do it with others. Just like with that, Jesus shows us what it means to get baptized and what the beauty of it is. And so we get this wonderful sacrament. We get started with Jesus's ministry. I just kind of want to encourage y'all, as this is our ending of this podcast, it's just the beginning of going out and leading the mission. Advent's all the season of preparation, of time, of figuring out where we can grow closer to God. And then Christmas is celebrating the intimacy that we have with God, of that God was willing to come and be a part of our humanity and to live a life with us and to die for us. And we get to celebrate that. But now what are we going to do with it? Are we going to start our mission? Are we going to remember the gifts and the fruits of our baptism? And what that means for us of being priest, prophet, and king, that we are meant to go out and live this new life that we've been given, this gift. Just as the wedding of Cana was Jesus's first miracle, there is a scene in The Chosen where Mary's asking him to turn the water into wine. And this line is not recorded in the Gospels. The only line that we have in the Gospels is do whatever he says. In the Gospels, we have that Jesus says, woman, this is not my time. And in the depiction that we get in The Chosen, the actress who plays Mary responds with, if not now, then when? And we see that line get shared between them a few more times throughout the episodes. No spoilers, but I think that's the challenge as we go into this section of ordinary time before we get into Lent and the Easter season and the rest of the year just passes us by to where we're back at Advent again. Of if not now, then when? Well, I will be praying for you, and from all of us, Paul, Kevin, Kyla, Andrew, we are so grateful and thankful that we got to be able to spend this Christmas and Advent season with y'all. I know I personally got a lot out of being able to prepare these talks and be able to listen to what they had to say, and I hope y'all got something out of it too. And we look forward to being with y'all again in the Lent and Easter season. So God bless. If you enjoyed this Enlightened season, join the whole gang for our Lent and Easter series called Return. It'll start on Ash Wednesday, February 22nd. God bless.